Hello there, this is Sifu Perhacks and Sifu Jones. We're back with you for the second part of this this information session. And what we're going to cover in this session, we already covered the first two stages, the three stages of chi development. We covered the solid stage and the liquid or water stage. What we're going to cover in this stage is the gas stage. And just to let everybody know before we really kick it off, Sifu Jones is primarily going to fill in the gaps here and explain a little bit about the gas stage as he has more experience with this type of thing. But, you know, the gas stage is, we're really giving you a preview of what's to come. You know, it's not an expectation during your first year of training. It probably won't even be an expectation for your second year because it is an advanced level and it is going to take quite a bit of training. And Sifu Jones is going to kind of go through those parameters and explain to you that although the gas stage sounds like something that, you know, you really want to rush into or something, it's really an area that needs to be understood in order for you to really assimilate the power that's there and also the predicament you could get yourself in that particular situation, because it is a high level and it's almost an otherworldly level in the sense that it could totally change and skew your view of how the world works, as well as how you fit into the world. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you, and hopefully I introduced it properly for you.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, that's basically at the gas stage, you're about at the highest level you can possibly achieve. How it really works is you kind of go in and out of this this gas stage. Nobody stays in the gas stage very long. There's just way too many problem areas that will come up if you do stay in the gas stage, in this gas stage area for very long. One of the ways you get there is through this fasting, learning how to fast properly and getting your body to go through this whole metamorphosis type of stage. You know, we really will take them through this whole period of going through this water stage for a while, because it really radically changes the body during that phase. And you get sort of used to some of the stuff and some of the sensations you have to put up and go through. And fasting obviously is one of those ones that for most people it would be really hard to do unless you actually learn this process of how to fast. And most people have no idea. They just figure, well, you just stop eating or stop drinking. And it really isn't as so easy, you know. I mean, if you did it that way, a couple hours later, you're hungry and thirsty again and you want to eat. And if you don't, you know, you're going to get all these pains. And what we're doing is taking them through this whole process that takes your body through this metamorphosis, that it can go through these different stages where you don't have the problems. You know, we give you the specific exercises in the closed part of the system that will get you over a lot of the problem areas that most people come up when they start dealing with this. You know, it's in the upper levels of the water stage that, you know, you start learning this ability to activate your seven vortexes. And as you learn to activate your seven vortexes, you just get such a more of a knowledge about your spirit that you wouldn't normally have. And in the gas stage, it's all about the spirit. You know, you're totally aware that you have a spirit, and you've compressed it down to that form. It's really just the most unusual type of sensations that you would ever come across and feel. I mean, it's not something that you can't go into without a lot of prep, a lot of goal planning in your head already. You know, one of the things we're doing is letting you know what's up, you know, to keep your fear factor low. And, you know, if you didn't have help in getting into this stage, most people would just be totally lost. They would have a hard time, you know, even getting up to the higher levels of the water. And so what we're trying to take you through in this very specific way, tell you what's up front, show you the type of side effects that you're going to go through, you know, some of these cause and effect relationships that, you know, that you're starting to understand and starting to form. But, you know, like, to get to a gas stage, you definitely need that supervision, because depending on what type of an extreme ability that you're trying to pull, I mean, as you fast for longer and longer periods of time, then obviously you're going to be able to get more and more extreme abilities out of yourself. But even, you know, like you work up to being able to do that kind of a thing. You know, nobody just starts out, you know, fasting for 40 days or something like that. I mean, that's just crazy, and you would get hurt doing probably anything like that. You know, most people, when they want to learn to fast, they do it for short periods of time, you know, a day, 2 days, 3 days. Just see how your body adapts to that kind of stuff. But, you know, we really don't want you to practice having to do that a whole lot now. If you want to a little bit on the fasting end, even in your training now, it's not going to hurt you, you know, to miss a meal here or there. But, you know, don't get wacky on this. Don't suddenly think, well, he said to fast, so I'm gonna fast for, you know, as long time as I can, and I'm going to get extreme abilities. Well, you know, again, it doesn't work that way. You know, if your nerve fibers are not built up, and you don't, you could fast all you want, and all it's going to do is just eventually, you know, lead to your demise if you did it for too long, because you're not necessarily going to get extreme ability out of you just because you fast. You know, probably you would just get to the point where you'd hallucinate and think you were doing more than what you were doing, but it literally wouldn't be a case of people saying, oh, yeah, they just pulled off an extreme ability. It wouldn't be like that. So, you know, again, go the way we tell you to do it, and you'll get to this pretty high level, and you'll be able to do this stuff without the normal strain, wear, and tear on your body that most people have to go through in learning this type of material. You know, we're going to be very specific so that, you know what side effects are coming up as a result of doing a particular exercise. Some of the side effects that you'll get are very much explained in the closed system. I mean, as we teach you to form your chi, there gets to be more, the point is that there's less room for error. So you have to be more specific on how you do this stuff. And it really is a case that if you do it in the wrong way, like if you're not getting this good feeling, cool energy down, it's really hard to build with any type of other working energy. You know, the hardest is rage. It's totally uncontrollable. It just, you know, it's so difficult to even deal with rage being in the mix. You know, euphoric energy is the most controllable to kind of build with, and it all comes from the all these little key points that we're like bringing up for you. You know, this whole process of how your chi forms together is this process of all these concepts and all the topics that we are talking to you about, you know, up that you're learning in this first 12 months. You know, you're learning this whole process of how this chi begins to work, and then when you get into the closed system, we put all those puzzles, the pieces of the puzzles together for you so that you can literally form your chi. You're using your emotional content. You're using all of the knowledge that we've given you up to this point so that you are keeping on this cool, this good-feeling side. You can now do this just at will because you're learning to transfer energy. And we're going to go over more and more of this stuff so that you just don't get it wrong. You know, if you know what's coming up, it's really easy to just say, oh, okay, I know that's coming. So when I feel these weird sensations, you don't say, wow, what is that, and start freaking out. You know, we want you to not ever have to freak out in anything that you're learning from us. We want you to know exactly where it leads, what's going to happen if you do it a particular way, what's going to happen if you don't do it the right way, so that, you know, as you get to the point where you're good enough at this that you're going to teach people on your own, you're going to teach them the right way, and you won't cause them to have just like miserable side effects because you're not sure what to do. You know, we're making very sure that you're going to use this in the right way so that you're going to get the best techniques out of yourself, you know. And nobody gets hurt when you do it in this controlled, manageable way. It's when you try to go too fast, you're trying to overload your nerve fibers, and you're not at that level that you should be overloading your nerve fibers. I mean, as you get better with this stuff and you build up your nerve fibers a little bit over time, because you can only build so fast in any particular day, and we know that's about a 2-hour max as you can push through this energy through your nerve fibers. I mean, if you could a whole lot more, we probably would, you know, because we're impatient just like everybody else. We want to take you guys to the highest level in the quickest way possible, but you know, we also know that there's so many, you know, pitfalls along the way that if you don't mind your manners in this, you're really going to get hurt. And The closed system is teaching you that at a faster rate than you're even learning right now, you know, because you're putting much more of the mind together with what we're going to teach you with these techniques. And as you get into this and you really see what where we're taking you and where we're leading you, you'll understand why we did it the way we did it. But, you know, right now I know it's somewhat sometimes confusing on where we're headed next. But, you know, it actually is all laid out so that it gets you to these places you want to go in the quickest amount possible. And we really do have the ability to take you there. I mean, it's set up very, very well. And if you do it the way we're talking about, I mean, yeah, you're going to go through weirdness. You can't avoid the weirdness with this stuff. I mean, it's just weird. But at the same time, we'll take you through the good weird places, you know, not the bad weird places, because this kind of energy work has extremes on both ends. You know, it really is a case you have to be mindful with what you're doing. And the better you get with this, the more you have to learn to control your mind in very tangible ways. You know, if you don't, you're going to affect way too many people. And that's the whole point about all this. You know, why we're teaching it the way we're teaching it in this Inner Circle membership is so people get that message that, you know, this is not a solo project when you're dealing with energy work at this level. You really do need help in getting through to this to the higher levels, or you're probably going to just run into a brick wall that will get you hurt bad. And I certainly did that too many times, as a matter of fact, before I found the way around the wall. But there are ways around those walls, and if you just kind of listen up and you go with the flow with what we're saying, we'll get you around every single one of those walls. It just takes some time and some effort on your part, and doing it in a very specific manner. But that's how you get to the gas stage. It isn't as fast as you can. You know, you need to pick up all these little tips along the way so that you don't get hurt bad. By the time you get to gas stage, if you don't have these concepts down, you're not going to survive that stage. And again, we don't want anybody to get hurt with what the information we're going to give you. And so, like, we're not going to explain it a whole lot more than what we're saying right now, but we want you to kind of give a heads up to you that, you know, this is stuff that's coming. This stuff is very real. It's not going to just happen automatically. There are very specific things that you have to go through, with very specific techniques that we're going to show you completely how it goes, how it works, the cause and effects to it, just like we have up to this point. You know, brought you along so that you see how this works, and you know, there's these cause and effect ways, and as you get these relationships down, I mean, you just get so much better at this stuff. But, you know, this is how this stuff works. You know, you go through these different stages. You know, you start out in this solid type stage, and then you get into this liquid or water stage, and then you get into this gas stage. And again, the gas stage is one of those that you kind of like pop in and you pop out of. And, you know, you may stay in for a time for specific projects that you might be working on, but it isn't some place that you can stay on extended time. You know, time distorts so much in the gas stage that you really don't know a whole lot. Without some supervision there, most people would get kind of lost very easy. And it's the most peculiar place of anything that we will ever show you. I mean, as you get into doing those type of abilities, this is where it gets really the weirdest, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes sense, though, when you think about the whole concept, is that you know you've got to be in a body frame that you're able to get to that gas stage, and fasting is one of those things. You know, I've mentioned on our calls before and our info sessions that I fast from time to time, and I think it's definitely a good thing to do from time to time to kind of get that feeling.
And you know, from the exercises that we do, I mean, it does literally lead you so that you could, because, you know, just like me, I mean, you couldn't fast before we're doing these type of exercises, could you?
Heck no. I thought that, yeah, I mean, I was like a lot of people. Like, people would say, man, I haven't eaten for half a day, I'm starving. I'm like, half a day, is that a big deal? And, you know, I've gone 48 or 72 hours. Now, I usually don't do a total fast. I usually do a liquid fast so that I at least still have liquids, but I've gone for probably 72 hours without any solid food, and I didn't feel weak. As a matter of fact, I probably felt stronger as a result of it. But I remember.
Well, you know, in our cases, like at different times, you know, through our training, you know, I've kind of made you go through these different fasting periods, and you know, but they're for specific goals and for specific things that you're trying to obtain. You know, again, just to pass to fast on long periods of time, just to see where it's going to lead, would be kind of crazy, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt. I mean, everything that you do with your chi training as an Inner Circle member, you have to have a defined outcome of what you're looking to accomplish. And if either myself or Sifu Jones hasn't prescribed that particular situation for you, then you really shouldn't do it, because, you know, we're going to step you along as best we can. We're going to give you the best advice that we can. We're not holding information back, and that's the natural inclination for most people, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, well, if you're not holding back, then why do we have to wait, you know, for this closed door information? Well, the fact of the matter is, everything has its own time and timing. I mean, you know, if you go into a martial arts school, they're typically not going to be teaching you black belt techniques before you even know how to kick or punch. You know, they're just not going to do it.
Well, and even if they did, it wouldn't help you. You're not going to get, you won't pull off all those advanced techniques because you're not there yet. And that's the biggest thing that we're trying to tell them is, like, we know they want to get there. It's just a matter of building up their nerve fibers. And unfortunately, the nerve fibers will only build so fast. And if you try to build them more faster than they'll build, you just overload them. It goes right into your organs, and then you have all these different problems. And so just work with this. Just work with your own body. I mean, you will get this stuff out of you, but, you know, have fun along the way. Since it is a process that you're going to spend some, you know, time going through, it's not something that you can just, like, immediately go from A to Z. You know, you really have to go through all the letters along the way in order to get there. So what we've done is just make it in this fun, easy way that, you know, you just have fun all the way through if you learn to, like, get these different concepts down, because getting all these different concepts that we're teaching them down to stay on this good feeling cool side at will, to get, you know, to learn to get this euphoric feeling out of them, I mean, this builds up all this extra energy that they couldn't build any other way. You know, it's literally through this time process that you literally learn to get more and more emotional content out of you. And as you learn to do that and you learn to build up your nerve fibers, what happens? You get this ability to visualize for the first time. You know, you can't do a lot of the stuff that we're talking about because you can't even see it in your own head, you know. But what we're showing you is, like, as you build up these nerve fibers, I mean, you're going to see better in your head than you've ever seen before. And then it's not hard to pull off a lot of the stuff we're talking about. The better you see it in your head in this really tangible way, the better this stuff works, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the key, and it could take a while to get that type of visualization and that mental belief to know that you can actually do it. And, you know, we're taking people as fast as we possibly can through the system, and, you know, the best advice we could give you is just follow whatever we're saying exactly the way we're saying it. If you deviate, that's when you have side effects. Go back and listen to the interviews that we've done with some of our certified instructors, and almost every one of them have talked about when they didn't follow the game plan, they ended up having setbacks. We find the same thing with many of the Inner Circle members that don't follow the, you know, the instructions that we're kind of setting you up with. Why go through the side effects that you don't need to? You're going to have enough good side effects, you know. And I think what it comes down to a lot of times is that some people probably think that any side effect is good so that they know that it's working, but, you know, that may or may not be the case. I mean, if you really wanted to see how tough your hands were, that doesn't mean you have to punch them into brick walls. There's other ways of finding that out. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people do practically. I mean, you know, they're not literally doing that in a physical sense, but, you know, when you're overloading your nerve fibers and you're getting all these bad side effects out of you, they are not speeding up your training. They are slowing you down. A lot of people already are getting slowed down because they are just yanging out. They're overloading the nerve fibers. They're getting this organ pain we're talking about. They're saying we're not, you know, lying on this stuff that, you know, if you go too far, you push it too far, boom, these are the results. And they're literally having to, you know, take off a week, some of them several weeks, you know, because they didn't, you know, put it together right away, you know, that, oh, we really talking to them? Yeah, we're really talking to you. If you're an Inner Circle member, we're talking to you. You know, this is what we're saying is, like, you know, your nerve fibers will only build up so quick. So, you know, learn the concepts. You know, that's where you're going to improve your skills as a martial artist. You know, since we're only in, as far as we are, in the ninth month here, you know, you're not going to get into the upper stages of the water, stage, or you're not going to get into the gas stage anytime soon. You know, you have to learn to form your chi. You have to learn to activate these vortexes to, you know, that they're very real. And as you get into the gas stage, you're very aware that you have a spirit to be in the gas stage. Stage, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, okay? So it's really as you get into these upper water stages and you start filling your spirit for the first time that it's going to lead to, like, some of the abilities you guys want to kind of pull out of yourself. And it really isn't, you know, but a fleeting, you know, maybe at a fleeting extreme ability will come out of you here or there. But if you want anything that will come out in any kind of consistent basis, you really have to put in the work, don't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt. As a matter of fact, you know, Inner Circle members that are listening to this, please keep in mind that we really only want people taking, you know, getting to the next level of training, or that are people that are listening to us that are worthy of the information. We don't want somebody that is not capable of following directions, not capable of following our game plan. You know, getting into the closed door will be more of a process where we are going to screen, because we want to make sure that if we're teaching concepts to somebody, that they're not hurting themselves or others. I mean, we don't want to be responsible for somebody, you know, having some type of problem as a result of the techniques that we're teaching. So keep that in mind, that, you know, as you're going through the process, don't try to, you know, push it too much and think that we're going to say, wow, that guy really wants to, you know, get ahead. We will think that, but if we think you're too extreme, we're going to say, hey, that person can't handle the new, you know, advanced information because they're reckless. We don't want you to be reckless. That's the bottom line.
Because, you know, I just like we always say, we know you want to get there fast, but if you try to get there too fast, you're going to run into a brick wall. And what we mean by running into a brick wall is coming up with problems that you just can't hardly get out of. I mean, you can so easily get so emotionally wrought up with this kind of energy. Before you know it, your emotional stability goes way out of control. You start raging out. You know, you do something that was just plain stupid that you would never do before, but because you're doing energy exercises, suddenly you're so amped up you can't control yourself. And if you would have just done it in this, you know, good feeling, cool way that we're talking about, you never go through these things. You know, I only went through those type of problems when I just tried to push it, you know, when I knew I was yanging and yet I just didn't want to, you know, quit with okay. You know, I didn't want to stop there, you know, because I didn't want to stop. And this is such an habitual type of thing. When you get into energy work, you can become an energy junkie, you know, before you know it, and have to have that daily fix. And it's just as bad as any type of drug you would take. And we don't want you to go into this thing like you're a junkie, because it will go wrong with you just like anything that you do too much. You know, the problem with doing energy work too much is it gets out of hand on you very quick. You overload those nerve fibers, and you want to keep doing it, but you can't keep doing it if you just keep pushing it too far. And pretty soon, like we've always said, it isn't just you you're going to ruin. Okay, you're going to ruin everybody around you when you do this as an energy work thing because of the, you know, transferring energy and how this energy works. So, you know, help us out, you know, and do this very responsibly, and you'll be amazed at how good we can get you and at how high of a level we can literally take you if you'll just do this in a responsible way and don't, you know, just say, well, I'm going to get there as quickly as I can. If you do it that way, you're just going to crash and burn. And, you know, this type of energy work, to get into the higher levels, nobody does this solo. I mean, you are just crazy if you try to do this stuff solo. It's really hard on the mind. You really do need the supervision that we can provide because we've been there. You know, we know what's, you know, what's up the road for you. You know, we'll avoid those pit holes for you so that you don't have to fall in all those traps that everybody else falls into. And we can get you there in the safe way to a very high level, and you can feel great all along the way. And that really is the best way to do this.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's really what we want to make sure, because when we've said it many times, you know, we've dealt with characters that did it the wrong way, and I can guarantee you one thing, they're not training with us anymore, and who even knows what they're doing, a lot of them, because they just didn't listen, and they crashed and burned, and hey, you know, it's crazy. You know, when you look back at it and you say, why would somebody do that? I don't know, why do people do any crazy things that they do, but you know, that's the way it is sometimes.
Well, and it usually starts from, you know, just getting out of hand the first time, you know, and then thinking that this energy work, because of the sensations they feel are so real and they get so strong at times, you know, you just think that you can take it a lot further than you can take it, but you really can't. Taking it further than you take it before you're ready and your body's ready and your mind's ready will just hurt your mind. And that's kind of what we've been telling you all along, is like, this stuff will totally hurt your mind if you do it too quickly. So, like, learn all these little rules, learn all these cause and effect relationships that you have along the way, and be happy with the progress that you're making and stuff. And, boy, you just are going to have the best time. And we just know that, you know, we've trained enough people that if you don't do it the right way, you're just going to run into problems. And we really want everybody to avoid all those and just have a great time all the way through, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it can be. It'll be a fantastic experience. And, you know, set goals for yourself. You know, you look at these three stages, and you're probably looking at yourself right now saying, hey, I wonder where I'm at, really. Well, you know, we've given you enough techniques. Go back over the techniques. And there are so many different techniques that you can use to see that your chi is working. It doesn't always have to be, you know, moving an object. I mean, we've given you probably, you know, I don't know how many techniques we've exposed in the inner circle, but we've given you so many that are going to allow you to see your development, you know, from testing colors, from doing the bending of the metal, all of these different concepts. You know, work with each one of them and see where you can kind of excel at, and then just hone that skill down. And we'll obviously go into more detail on how to hone down all of those different skills, but we've given you a pretty good roadmap to kind of test the stuff out. And again, if you have any questions, all you need to do is send us an email and say, hey, I'm looking to use my chi in a certain way. I'm looking to influence somebody, or I'm looking to, you know, do whatever. What, you know, how would I use it? Can you be more specific? If we haven't already gone over it, you know, we can add that into our questions and answer sessions and give you an answer. So always keep that in mind, that's, you know, we want this program to evolve with you, and so that you can understand that, hey, you know, there's more to this than, I mean, there's probably, I remember you telling me way back when that there's probably more techniques than you could even think about with the chi. I mean, it's just infinitesimal how many different techniques you could actually do. To say that it's just this set of techniques, it would be, you know, crazy to say that.
Exactly, because there really are. You're only limited by your own mind and how you can use some of this stuff. But, you know, in the closed system, we really are going to go over a whole lot more of this stuff in much more detail than we do in this first part, because, frankly, your nerve fibers are not built up enough in the first part that I could, you know, responsibly teach you without getting you hurt. And, you know, we're all about keeping people safe and getting great side effects out of everything, you know, so that they can get this stuff up and working in a responsible manner. And so they're not going to hurt those people around them. You know, if they're doing it the way we say, everybody wins out with this, you know, everybody. They're going to win out everybody around them is going to win out because of the law of attraction.
That's it, no doubt. And that's probably the best usage of this energy, is getting to be able to track things. And then when you do that, you're going to see how powerful it is in all areas of your life, for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for going over this with me, helping me out here. And we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everyone. So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.